I'm Bob Laffley, Colorado Public Radio News. Colorado's biotechnology industry is taking on some of the world's most difficult problems, things like pandemic flu, water pollution, and the spread of drug-resistant bacteria. Colorado Public Radio health reporter Eric Whitney has this story about some of Colorado's brightest biotech stars.
Nobody really likes getting a flu shot. Part of the problem, flu researcher Catherine Holmes says, is that the shots don't always work. That's because every year there are lots of new flu viruses, and experts have to predict which will cause the most trouble. They then create a vaccine that they think will be effective against the three most dangerous flu strains and hope for the best. The result, Holmes says, is that people have become skeptical.
They don't understand, so they don't take them, and people who should be protected are not, and die.
They die at a rate of about 36,000 people every year in the U.S. alone. Holmes and her colleagues at the University of Colorado are working on a new kind of flu vaccine. Theirs promises to be effective against all flu viruses and won't need to change year after year. But to get there, team member Richard Duke says, they're going to have to spend some serious money.
This is easily going to take somewhere between $100 million and $1 billion, probably.
Duke and Professor Holmes pitched their idea to a room full of potential investors Wednesday at a downtown Denver hotel. Every other year, Colorado's Biotechnology Association hosts a juried competition to find the state's most promising biotech companies. This year, the jury selected four companies who won access to that room full of potential backers. One of the companies competing for the investors' attention and money is run by Sue Coons, who calls herself the pond scum lady.
We basically have developed a turnkey algae production system for use in wastewater treatment.
Using algae to break down contaminants in wastewater isn't a new idea, but Kuhn says her Golden-based company can do it better, faster, and cheaper. She told investors that $3 million over the next couple of years would give the company what it needs to bring in $90 million a year in sales. And it would help clean up the environment.
Water is huge. We're going to make a lot of money, and we're going to do something good.
Coons' $3 million ask is on a whole other scale than the $100 million to $1 billion Professor Holmes needs for her flu vaccine. But both are looking for cash at a pretty tough time economically. Just ask Richard Swenson. His company won the last Colorado biotech venture competition 2 years ago and is still looking for money.
I think it's really a very difficult time to raise capital.
Swenson's company, Oberon FMR, also holds the promise of making money by turning a problem into something useful. It uses bacteria to transform brewery waste into food for fish farms. It's a big and growing industry, and there's money to be made, but Swenson says there's been a noticeable drop in the number of venture capital firms that biotech companies often look to for startup cash.
There has been a strong shift away from early stage venture investing and much more focused around later stage.
And Swenson says the investors who are looking at startups are a lot less willing to take on risk. But he's still optimistic that his company will close a funding deal soon to build a production facility.
Before I get started, I want to share some recognition that our technologies...
Back at the venture competition, Mark Speaker is making his pitch. He's the CEO of Aurora-based Sharklet Technologies.
We've got a surface technology that controls microbial growth.
What that means is Sharklet makes a very thin film that repels bacteria.
We do it with no chemicals, no antibiotics, no heavy metals, just the shape or the texture of our surface that bacteria don't like to attach to.
Speaker's company is aiming at the medical market. He says his film can coat almost any high-touch surface, like hospital bed rails or computer monitors in patient rooms. But the company's focus now is on catheters for urinary tracts. It's pretty common for people who get those catheters to get bacterial infections, and Speaker says coating them with Sharklet's film should cut the number of infections way down. Speaker says the economy does make it tough to find financial backers, but he's undeterred.
It is harder, but I believe that with a good technology and a good product, that those companies will always prevail and be able to find funding.
And Sharklet did prevail and win a little funding Wednesday. It won the Venture Showcase competition, which comes with a $7,500 prize. That's far short of the $7.5 million he says the company needs to get its catheter to market. But winning the competition means increased visibility and credibility, and a better shot at moving from an innovative idea to a product on the shelf. Eric Whitney, Colorado Public Radio News.